Nava was charged last year with one count of identity fraud and two counts of forgery, which are felonies. Under the plea agreement, Nava entered a guilty plea to a Class A misdemeanor charge of possession of another's identity documents. The other charges were dismissed. His attorney Daniel Black read to Judge Patrick Corum the formal statement of the offense.
Your Honor, that on January 30th of 2018 in Summit County, that he was in possession of the Social Security card of another person, that it happened to belong to another individual who was living.
Okay, did he have knowledge that he was not entitled to possess the document and the Social Security number?
Yes, he had knowledge that he was not entitled to possess it. He did not have knowledge that it belonged to another person, but he did not have knowledge that he was not allowed to possess that.
Okay, and with the intent to deceive or defraud?
Yes, Your Honor. Okay, yes.
For the prosecution, Assistant State Attorney General Russell Smith explained why they were supporting a plea agreement.
The Attorney General's office, we look at these cases, and this is a case where the gentleman is in the country, he's working to support a family, he hasn't committed any other criminal activity, and so a misdemeanor gives him an opportunity to straighten out his paperwork.
Smith said the more serious felony charges would lead to deportation for Nava, and he could not reapply. Nava's attorney said he had been arrested last week. On Monday, he was sentenced to 360 days in jail, but that sentence was suspended. He has been fined $250, which is to be paid by September 1st. Judge Corum ordered him released from the county jail. His attorney and the judge concluded the hearing with a standing room only crowd in attendance.
Thank you, Judge.
Okay.
That's all I have. I'm going to be excused.
Yes, you may. Good luck to you, sir. You have 30 days to appeal.
Judge Corum said in response to that, quote, "I don't always get clapping." His attorney, Nava's attorney Black, said he has been in the U.S. for over 20 years and he has three children who are citizens. Black said the news about Nava became a rallying cry in the community and led to his firm being hired. They will represent him before the federal government.
ICE is still going to come and take custody of him, but he will be able to be released on an immigration bond, hopefully, so that he can fight his immigration case, his deportation case, out of custody and still be able to return here to Park City.
He said ICE will be taking his client into custody almost immediately.
So within 48 hours of today, they'll come and pick him up and they will transport him to the nearest ICE facility, which there isn't one in Utah. So he'll probably go to either Colorado or Nevada or Washington and wait for his first appearance in front of an immigration judge where we will argue that he should be released on a bond. It'll be up to the judge whether he gets a bond or not.
Waiting to see an immigration judge, how long? Any idea how long that will
be? It's at least a couple of weeks, but it can be even a couple of months. It depends on how backlogged they are at the certain detention facility that he's transported to.
Summit County Attorney Margaret Olson was not directly involved in the case, but she said she was moved watching the hearing.
Well, because the case was a case brought by the Attorney General's office, I did not know that this matter would be on the docket and did not know that there was going to be a crowd appear this morning. And in watching the proceedings, I felt incredibly proud of our community for showing up to support a family and an individual that they value and respect.
Summit County Attorney Margaret Olson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.